flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Ask me anything. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org. Where are we at? Hey, look at that. Full phone lines. We appreciate that. Now, here's the thing. Guys are going to ask questions, and then the phone line's going to open up. So you can call back, and you can get on hold, too, and probably get your question in. We'll start with Rich in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys?
Hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hi.
So I got a question and like a little something I seen online. I'm a Lakers fan. So watching this news unfold after I just watched the Knicks game, like, okay, we getting this somewhere right. I sat in a chair last night or sat in there like, what is going on? I knew they had to get rid of AD at some point, but what kind of stung, and it's going to sound crazy, is losing Max Christie because he was just not getting to where he needed to be. That kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and I'm still pissed off about it.
Bob, Max Christie, not AD?
I mean, we had to get rid of AD. What are we going to do, get rid of LeBron and get who?
Oh, no, they had to bring somebody else in.
But, you know. I mean, we were going to get somebody regardless because we're the Lakers.
Right.
But my thing is, if the Lakers go after Bruce Brown, which all Toronto want is 2 second-round picks for him, and somehow try to get Jakob Poeltl or Kessler or Claxton from Brooklyn, I don't think people could write the Lakers off this season. If not next season, they're going to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, well, look,
so
we'll have
I want to know what you guys think about that if they get the right pieces. And the second thing I've seen online, and I kind of looked at it, and it's the truth. I think the Hawks are going to be next to make a move. The reason why I say that, every team Detroit play, the team that they just played made a trade. They just played the Mavericks, and then they just played
the Kings or something.
And now they traded with the team, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Hawks do something.
All right, Rich,
appreciate it, Rich.
That's what it is. It's the Piston push. You play them, and then you got to make a trade right afterwards. Look, I mean, it all comes down to the health factor. Like if Luka comes back and is healthy. Him and LeBron are at least going to be interesting to watch play together.
Yes,
interesting. I get what you got to be a diehard fan to be mad about Max Christie. He's a good player
player.
But like, you know, got Luka back.
But yeah,
you're going to have to come off some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but they've been on this nice win streak since Christie's been inserted to start lineup.
Yeah, he's a nice young player for sure.
Damn, man, I got Luka. Yeah. I'll be all right.
You should be happy you didn't have to give up more.
Yeah,
AD Max Christie at a draft pick.
Yeah.
Like.
You're good.
For Luka?
You're good.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's a dire. Now, again, they're going to have to make some other moves.
They have no front court.
They don't.
at all.
They don't.
No front court.
And you can't. Yeah, I mean, you got some guys off the bench, whatever, that can come in and score, but you can't start those guys from a defensive standpoint. Right. So, yeah, Bruce Brown would be a nice pickup for sure. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to the Weekend Warriors, Abe and Jedi. Hey, man, y'all did a great job covering the stories. I don't know why we can't get breaking news during Andy and Randy, but they got the breaking news over the weekend, and they killed it. So great job to them. Hey, got two questions for y'all. So if Memphis calls Atlanta and wants to do a trade straight up for Ja and Trey,
yes,
are you taking
yes.
that trade?
Yes. Yes.
And yep. the personal question I have for y'all. So do y'all have that one homeboy that you always invite somewhere and they always say they're going to come and then they never show up? If so, how many invites do they get before they get cut off the list? Because Wifey done already cut my homeboy off the list.
All right, Mo.
I appreciate it, Mo. Yes, I would trade that. Yes, I would do that trade.
Yeah. Somebody also suggested on Twitter, would you accept SGA for Trey?
Yeah.
Also, yes.
Yeah.
If they wanted to make that trade.
Yeah. You know, like I went out last night, yesterday. Me and Donald went out and saw.
You were everywhere this weekend.
Yeah, man. Saw some of my boys and everything. And it's always good because they like, oh. Like, I walk in, everybody's like, what the hell are you doing here? Like, yeah, I get out the house.
Because you're that friend.
Yeah, because I'm that friend. But I don't say I'm not, I don't ever say I'm coming and don't show up.
If you say if you're I coming, say you come.
If I say I'm coming, yeah. I'm going to come.
You were there Saturday yes, night at the watch party. Yes,
if I tell you I'm going to come somewhere, uh-huh. I'm going to come. Now,
but you just don't normally
don't know
say
when,
you're going to go.
I just don't know if I'm going to go. And so that's what it was.
How was brunch?
Oh, it was awesome. Tulum is very good. It's very good. I had the shrimp and grits. And I was drinking old fashions.
Wow, that sounds great.
Like that, they put a little thing on and smoked the old-fashioned.
Oh, yeah. I saw your wife posted a video. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, drinking old-fashions and everything.
To hell with a mimosa.
Yeah, man.
Bring me a bourbon drink
for
breakfast.
It's pretty good,
with some shrimp. That sounds awesome.
Pretty good.
No, that's a king meal
pretty
right
good.
There is what that is. I don't really have any friends like that. I don't have any friends that say they're going to come and then don't come. Mm-hmm. Like, people say they're going to come, and they come.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's getting me there.
I got a reliable friend group. I think is what I'm saying. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy, Randy.
Hey.
I have a golf sports Jeopardy question for you.
All right.
So we had a beautiful round of golf at Pebble Beach this weekend.
Nice.
I believe that was the fifth tournament of the PGA Tour.
Did Rory win?
Rory played great.
Okay.
Played great.
Two of the tournaments have been won by Georgia Bulldogs. Can you name those golfers?
Well, Andy can.
Sepp Straka. And he almost won yesterday. Didn't play very good, but it was in the lead going into the final round. And then who's the other guy? Who's the other
Is
one?
Is it the dude that I always pick?
No, it wasn't him. Kisner's okay. More Kisner. Of a media guy now. He's doing more broadcasting than playing golf. I don't know. Who's the other one? He's gone.
He hung up.
Well, I think Straka's one of them. And Straka, again, he was in the lead yesterday going to the final round. He just didn't play very good. Rory did, though. Yeah, that's good. Good to see Rory playing like that.
Is Harris English?
Harris English. There you go.
Yeah,
yep.
I think
there he goes. There you go. Sepp Straka and Harris English. Those are the two.
I had no clue.
Brandon is incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Fellas, happy Monday. You know, getting ready for the Super Bowl, getting this spread worked out. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite wing flavor from anywhere across Atlanta? Any establishment across Atlanta?
I mean, I'm a lemon pepper guy. She's starting to like this about garlic parmesan.
Yeah.
She's been on that a lot lately. But I mean, just give me some regular wings, and I'm good to go.
I mean, there's so many to choose from. Yeah. I mean, if I'm gonna order wings to the house like today to eat, or if I'm doing it for the Super Bowl. The Fox Brothers
the
smoked wings are just incredible.
Yes.
The rub they put on it and all that. Fox Brothers smoked wings are phenomenal. I'm trying to remember. We went to a place for one of the last Falcons watch parties. I believe it was called the Paradise Grill. It was up there in Marietta. It was for the Sunday night game against the Commanders.
Okay.
Tough game, but great watch party, great time. They had some wings with a sauce that was called Paradise Sauce.
Uh-huh.
It was like their own house sauce.
It was hidden.
Incredible. Like, if you get a chance to go to that place and order those wings, highly, highly recommend. They were delicious. Brandon is in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
What's up, boys?
Whoa.
Hey, guys, you all right?
You in a gunfight?
I'm literally on top of a roof I'm on a three-story house on top of a chimney. So I'm about like 50 feet up. Anyways,
right.
I want to know how much would someone have to pay you to come on top of this roof and change out this dang rain pan? Because every time I give someone this quote, they're like, "That's too expensive." I'm like, "Bro, I'm 50 feet in the air, man." So I'm about 50 feet in the air, just trying to help someone when the water comes in their damn chimney.
Yeah.
I just want to know how much you someone had to pay for you to do this. I appreciate you guys.
Be later. Safe now. If you fall, it ain't on us.
Yeah, yeah. Don't text and drive.
I don't have insurance.
Yeah, don't
don't late, call us late. From 50 feet up and drive whatever.
Later,
all right, Brandon. Yeah, get back to work.
I don't know, man. Like, I ain't scared of heights. I just don't like high stuff.
I don't either. I mean, I've done it on my own house. We got rain caps on our chimneys because our chimneys don't work. So I've done that. But my roof's not that high.
Oh.
So I go up there and do Christmas lights and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to. I don't like to pay people for stuff that I can do.
I don't pay you because I can't do that.
Now, if I had a 50-foot roof, do it.
Like, our roof.
Yeah, if I had your roof,
I'm not going up there.
I might not do that. Yeah, high.
The top of two stories?
I'm not going up there.
I don't know what it is. It also, to me, depends on the pitch of the roof, too, though. Like, if the roof's real steep, that's a different deal.
And did he use a ladder to get up there? Brandon, I want to follow up on this.
I would assume.
Or using, like, a bucket truck or something.
I would assume
he's
got...
the worst part about going up to a 50-foot tall roof is the
yeah, no, that's a good
ladder
point.
Up there? Uh-uh.
Maybe there's a part of the roof that's a little lower, so it's easier to get up. I don't know.
I have no clue, dog.
How much would I pay for that, though?
Or did he say pay us?
Well, he said, how much would someone have to pay you to do it? Because he was saying he gives a quote and people always freak out. I mean, you know, if you don't want to pay somebody to do it, then do it yourself.
Exactly.
Because, like, that type of stuff is, you know, that's valuable work. Brandon's out there being brave, risking his life for your chimney. I don't know, it's probably, I don't know how much it would cost to put up a rain
I don't know nothing
shield.
About all that stuff, man.
$600.
Okay.
I have no idea.
That's what I'm
I have no frame of reference whatsoever. The higher the roof, the higher the cost.
The money goes, I guess.
That kind of stuff.
I don't know.
You can buy one of those at Home Depot for not that expensive, though. Get up on your roof. You'll get some tools up there, and you'd be good to go.
I'm cool. Pay somebody.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm just saying, like, you know. All right. Ed is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, gentlemen. Andy, I got a couple of questions for you.
All right.
Both golf related. Number one, I don't know why. It was a Sunday, and the first thing that popped in my mind when I saw Jason Day's outfit was that something Randy would wear.
what do we have on?
Full sweatsuit.
Oh, yeah.
You're golfing in a full sweatsuit at Pebble Beach.
Yes.
I couldn't believe how social media freaked out about that, number one.
Yeah.
And then secondly, Andy, the Cam Smith shot on 18.
Uh-huh. Cam Davis.
Excuse me. Okay. I'm sure you saw it. The commentators were like, I don't know how he's going to do this. Not only did he get it out of there, the guy put backspin on it and then drained the putt. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts, because it looked like a really hard shot. And I thought he was going to break his wrist.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think he was going to be able to even get it out of there. His lie was in the roots of a cypress tree.
Yeah.
You saw it?
No, I know what you're talking about, though.
Okay.
We've seen it before where you would think if they would hit that root, it would break.
Right.
Right.
Or something. Or
right.
The ball wouldn't get out of there or whatever. He had to take, like, a crazy steep swing just to get it down in there and have it come out at the right angle. Landed a foot from the hole and spun back.
Yeah.
Like, and he got up and down for birdie. Like, they were wondering if he was going to break his wrist. This guy's in there making birdie from there. It's crazy. I think I'm getting old because Jason Day's full sweatsuit at Pebble Beach kind of bothered me.
Really?
Not bothered me, but I was like, I don't know. Like, what's wrong with khakis, you know? What's wrong with a nice pair?
Did he have a collar?
He had a collar underneath the sweatshirt.
Okay, all right.
But then the pants were sweats, too.
Oh, man, he looks sharp.
He looked sharp. He was sitting on the couch. He looked like all us watching him. What's wrong with a pair of slacks? You know what I mean?
Oh, God. Did he lose his luggage? Come on, man.
Nah, Malbon is his sponsor now, and that's kind of their deal. It's like very casual. And I like that golf attire is more comfortable than it's ever been, and it's less kind of stuffy than it's been, I guess. But I guess I'm not all the way there.
It looks great. I love it.
Looks like he's wearing a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with a sweatsuit. I just feel like maybe not. On Sunday at Pebble.
You snob.
I know.
You snob.
I know. I don't,
oh, my God.
I don't like that I feel like this,
you
but I
snob.
Do.
It was, a pro-am.
I said it out loud. Pro-am. It's Pebble Beach. I said to my wife yesterday, I can't believe I feel like this, but I just want Jason Day to put some khakis on.
Oh. Oh, snob.
Like, I wouldn't care if they let him wear shorts, but I feel like they got to be like a nice, like a respectable material.
Oh, you and I'm looking at the comments. Yes, you and you're,
I know,
you're,
I know.
You and you're elitist.
I know. I hate golf elitists.
You know, your next step of golf evolution is calling the PGA to.
Oh, he did?
Well, he penalties. Tweeted it. Said, yeah. Lost my luggage.
I think he's joking.
Oh.
Because he's been wearing some wild
outfits. Team Malbon.
Malbon makes some wild outfits.
I love it. I like that. I mean, I would never wear no Malbon.
Yeah. I don't know. Sweatshirts are right.
One of them sweatshirts costs $450.
Come on, snob.
I know. Goodness, I know. I guess I'm a snob now.
Yes, you are.
Just put a pair of slacks on. Well,
you want to be comfortable.
Slacks are comfortable.
No, they're not.
Sure they are. Yeah, those nice, breathable golf slacks.
Who wears slacks and says they're comfortable?
Me, on the golf course. I don't know. All right, do we have time for any more? We got one more? All right, Nick's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Nick.
All right, this is for Andy and Randy. So, Randy, you're hanging above a shark tank. Hungry shark, ready to eat. Do you trust Andy enough to hit he has five tries. If he makes 3 3-point shots from an NBA 3-point line, do you trust him to make?
Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those shots, if he misses them, you get dropped in.
Hell no, I don't trust him.
Yeah, it's the bad bet.
Hell no.
It's a bad bet.
I don't trust nobody.
That's your boy.
I love him to death, but I know.
I don't play a lot of basketball these days, man.
I'm not going to let him do that. And I wouldn't want him to trust me.
No, I wouldn't.
Hell no.
I wouldn't.
I don't trust nobody. Mm-mm, not to be ate by a shark.
You put Steph out there, maybe.
Maybe.
But,
No.
Yeah, no, you don't want your life on the line for me making three out of five NBA distance threes.
No.
I probably haven't shot a basketball in 5 years. Like, maybe longer ago than that. So, yeah.
No,
you're not.
Not going to happen.
That would be, hopefully you can fight a shark. How do you feel about your chances fighting a shark by hand?
As long as I stay on the back of his fin, we're good.
Okay, then you'd be fine then. So let me have a shot at the threes, and then if all else fails, then you fight him.
As long as I get to the back of the fin.
Yeah, no, you'd be fighting a shark.
Shark
man.
Bait.
I'd be lucky if I made 1 out of 5 from NBA range. That's a far three. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bo said Ronnie was walking around and talking around.
He was.
Yes, he was walking around and talking around. And Andy has been live with friends.
I do. You say they're going to be there, they're going to be there. Just like Randy, who's there on Saturday. A groundhog and a woodchuck, same thing.
Never knew.
Leave it to the text line.
How much wood would a groundchuck chuck?
Oh,
good groundhog. Pretty
good. That also doesn't run.
Okay.
Tom Brady's a squeaker, and Andy's ready to tap the tartar market.
Yeah.
And also 6 more weeks of winter because the Greyhound saw shadow.
Yep. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. Dukes and Bell coming up next.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.